I'm glad you asked that question because I actually urge Muslims to combat Islamophobia, not to protect Islam, but to protect freedom of faith generally. Because the truth is, it might be Muslims today, but it could be Jews tomorrow, or it could be Mormons the next day. And if you and if and here's and these and remember, this country at one time was very anti-Catholic, right? And there still are little strains of it. And when John F. Kennedy was trying to become the president of the United States, they said, well, he shouldn't be the president because he bows to a foreign dictator. And you'd be like, well, who are they talking about? Well, the Pope. I'm like, that seems silly to us. But that is what his detractors said. So what we the action we should take, we should work in our interfaith groups. We should not just get together and talk, but we'll do interfaith action. So why not get together Muslims, Christian Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, and go out and like feed the hungry. You know what I mean? This is what we should do. You know, we should come together as people of faith. And people who are non-theists, so-called atheists, you know, we ought to remind them that yes, people of faith cause a lot of trouble. And if we have wars and violence and stuff like that associated with religious people. But Pol Pot and Stalin were about atheists, you know? And so the problem is not religion or no religion. The problem is absolutism. My way or the highway. Do it my way or you will die, you know? Or we will jail you, or we were going to do something bad to you if you don't follow my rigid idea of what should be. This is the concept. And so we have to fight absolutism. And there's nothing in the Quran or the Hadith or the Sunnah or the Sirah of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which suggests rigidity and non-flexibility. As a Muslim, you know, I've matured because it started out as a refuge, and now for me, it's a way of living and perspective that feeds my soul and bolsters me, strengthens me, and allows me to continue to try to do the right thing for myself, my family, and my community in spite of adversity, in spite of difficulty, and even in good times, because good times can be adversity too, because they can lead you to be thinking you're doing all this, you know, and that's a challenge, you know. And then they can and then when the trouble comes, you know, you know Islam is there. So it's been a wonderful journey for me, and I'm just so glad, you know, that my good friend Mafta invited me to Juma many years ago.